In spite of Australia's never-ending fight against politicisation in the public service, the dream of a body who unflinchingly served their elected government while also remaining neutral and objective has always been just out of reach. Politicisation is a term often thrown around when governments are being criticised for appointing mates to public positions, against known government sympathisers, or as a way of preventing civil servants from providing frank and fearless advice to their ministers. One of the biggest instances of politicisation was John Howard's 1996 massive overhaul of the public service, where six departmental heads, or one-third of the total, were dumped to make way for his government's own appointments. This instance, along with many similar ones, are often referred to as a Night of Long Knives, a play on Hitler's removal of SA leaders who were opposed to him. A more recent instance in Australian politics was the replacement of three senior bureaucrats by Queensland's Palaszczuk government. As a way of avoiding being controlled by the Conservative public service at the time, Gough Whitlam introduced the role of ministerial advisers as an alternate source of advice for his government. The Honourable Neil Brown, QC and former Deputy Leader of the Liberal Party of Australia, wrote a book documenting the experience under the Malcolm Fraser ministry. In the book, Brown says that the public service usually divide ministers into good and bad. The good, who act on behalf of their department and approve proposals, and the bad, who try to control them and scrutinise or reject policy recommendations. He wrote, "If a minister is regarded by the public service as bad, he might be coming close to being what ministers should be."
First of all, political appointments should not be made to the public service in the sense that you should not appoint someone to the public service simply because they have a known or particular political leaning. I don't think that should be done. It may be, of course, that there are cases where there is a very competent and able person, a woman or a man, who would be ideally suited to a particular public service appointment. And it would be wrong to and unfair to exclude that person simply because they were a member of a political party. And I don't think anyone would say that that was a justification for not appointing anyone. It's certainly not a justification for dismissing them. And there would be, you know, a lot of objection to that being done. So the proper way for it to be done is for appointments to be made on merit. If a government strays from that principle, it can, of course, do it, but is it wise to do it? Our democratic system means that people at the next election can pass their judgment on everything that the government has done. If it is privatised businesses and people don't want them to have been privatised, or the reverse, then people can object, and the way you object in a democracy is with your vote, to vote either in favour of a party that's either doing what you want or proposes to do what you want, or to punish a party for doing things that you do not think should be done or should have been done. So there is a very powerful discipline that is always hovering over a government's head, which is a good thing, I think, that no matter what the government does, it is subject finally to the judgment of the people. And if governments want to go ahead and make political appointments, they, of course, can do that. But there may well be a price for doing it if it turns out particularly to be a wrong decision that has been made.
As a result of politicisation, public servants are increasingly losing stability in their positions and rarely stay on long enough to see out the consequences of their policy decisions. While there are a variety of agencies in place for minimising politicisation, such as the Office for the Information Commissioner or the Human Rights Commission, unlike our Commonwealth counterparts, the UK, Canada and New Zealand, Australia is yet to implement an independent commissioner for public appointments.
If you look at, say, for instance, the previous prime ministers in our recent memory and the governments that they have and do today lead, they've come and gone at fairly short intervals. In the past, governments seem to have lasted longer, but these days they seem to last a shorter period of time. I think because people become impatient and they want to see reforms and changes brought about very swiftly. or they want things abolished very quickly. There doesn't seem the same sort of leisurely time that can be devoted to the process of government that there used to be. So as you say, the role of the public servant in one sense is becoming more and more important because governments come and go and they want to do different things. The public servant is a sort of permanent anchor there, a mirror, if you like, to use a mixed analogy, where it can say, look, this has been done before or looked at before. It was thought to be practical or impractical, as the case may be. It was thought to be economical, but it turned out to be very expensive. You, as the minister, should reflect on that and think about what you're letting yourself into.